Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
When you're clear on your needs and your values, you're better able to connect deeply with others. If you are not heading in the same direction and have similar outlooks on life, there's going to be issue.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hey, angels. Make sure to head over to my website, aishachristina.com, to download my free guide on idolatry. I promise it's really going to bless you. If you are interested in preventing delay in your life and you want to get rid of certain idols, this is the guide for you. Click the link in the description box below.
Happy Wednesday, angels. How is everyone feeling? I'm back with another solo episode, which is very interesting. I really have been loving having the guests on the podcast. Do we have any news? I would like for you to share that in the comment section down below. What's new in your life? What's going on? I have an extremely busy month. So by the time you guys see this, I have been honored for an award for Black Women of Long Island. I am so thrilled, so grateful that I was able to be honored for something like this in my hometown. It means so much to me. And just to meet such incredible, you know, woman and woman of color is just really, really special to me. And it's an incredible honor to be honored in this regard. I'm also going to be in LA on the 22nd for something that I can't talk about, but I'm excited for that opportunity as well. And so where my brain is at, I'm already into the first week of, I'm actually in the week of Thanksgiving already. That's where I'm at. The 25th, I'm going to be having my room. I don't know if you guys have been following me for a while, you know, here and there, I post that like, I love organization, all the things. And I had this amazing girl reach out to me to, you know, offer me a consultation for her to organize like any space that I might need organized just in the nick of time, because I don't know if you guys remember me telling you that my closet literally had collapsed. So I had a closet, you know, reinstalled into my room, all the things. I love it, but it definitely needs a lot of work. Like, I need everything to look aesthetic. I need it to look cohesive. I am someone that loves structure. I really, really do. And I also do know how to maintain things to make it neat. But I feel like maybe in as far as interior design goes, sometimes I struggle to get my vision out there. And that's why there's people like this amazing woman that reached out to me that can help bring my vision to life. I believe her name is Vanessa. I believe that's her name. So I'm really excited to work with her, and I'm really excited to see the finishing product of that just in time, because she told me that the project shouldn't even take long. So by Thanksgiving, I will be like organized, ready to go, all the things. And I will be done with the busiest month that I've had thus far, which is in November. I also have an exam that I'm supposed to be taking on the 19th. So by the time you guys see this, I would already have taken my exam, I believe. And so needless to say, it is definitely a very, very busy month for me. And initially, I'm not going to lie, when I first realized that I had my exam, I had all the studying to do, because in general, before I even take the exam, I had to pass like the school exam portion of it and retain so much information in such a short time span. And then I had this award ceremony thing that was 3 days long. And then, you know, studying in between that, because my exam is the week of this event, then, you know, hair appointments, nail appointments, rescheduling things because I didn't anticipate that my class schedule was going to be so hectic. And then, you know, then having to be in LA and then coming back and then having to be in, you know, in the States, in another part of the world. It's just, it was so overwhelming. But I'm realizing as I'm trucking through that it's happening, it's unfolding. I'm okay. Also, luckily, I won't be on that time because I'm currently on that time, if you know what I mean, right now. And I'm just happy that for the important things that I have to show up for, I will be free and clear of being on, you know, my period or anything like that. So that's good. So in today's episode, I want to talk about relationships, building lasting and fulfilling connections. You know, all my life, people have always been like, how do you have all these friends? Like, oh, these are not. And like, just because you have a lot of friends doesn't necessarily mean that the quality of your friends are great. But I will say that the quality of my friends truly are amazing. I've known the majority of my friends for the majority of my life. I have some friendships that I have maintained for literally 29 years, and I'm only 30, yes. I have some friendships that I've maintained for over 15 years, others for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Like, you know, it's just, and it really does, I believe it's a testament to our character when we've been able to sustain the same friendships throughout the transitions of life. Yes, things like this absolutely do matter. I look at this even in men that I date. I want to know, do you have lifelong friends? What are these friends also into? If you are in a relationship and all your friends are single and going out clubbing and whatever every night, they're probably going to want to drag you with them, and you're going to be feeling like you have to choose between your relationship and your single friends that want to go out, all the things. You know, what do you do when somebody, you know, you can't make it for something? Or how do you navigate through friends that are more needy? They want that quality time, and they kind of get offended maybe if they feel like they haven't heard from you in a certain time period or what have you. Why are relationships in general so central to our lives? I mean, relationships are central to our lives for many reasons. One, we need community as human beings. We need people that we can call, that we can rely on, that we can share things with, that we can share happy moments with, that we can share sad moments with, that we can trust. We need people like that around that share the same interests of as us, that we can recreate the same. We can do anything. We can even, like the kids call it now, rot. We can have a rot day together, okay, where you just lay around and you don't do anything. So when we understand the foundations of healthy relationships, you know, we have to, one, of course, recognize red flags, and we have to, you know, we have to recognize the red flags in order for us to build meaningful connections. So I believe that the core qualities when it comes to healthy relationships are as follows, right? Trust, like I said, communication. And I'm also talking about friendships, not only in general, but especially in your 30s. Let me tell you something. We are all navigating through this thing called life. And in your 30s, everyone is in such a different position. You have some people that are literally married and about to have children. Then you have some people that they are struggling to pay their bills. You have another person, they're having a career shift. Another person, they're in an off and on again relationship with their boyfriend. You have another friend who's perpetually single. You have another friend. Like, there are we are all in such drastically different spaces, actually, in our 30s. It's crazy. And we need to be able, again, I've spoken about this in the past, even with my older content, that friendships require elasticity and flexibility. I don't want to feel anxiety if I thought I was going to be able to make it to something and I all of a sudden couldn't. And I'm feeling like I'm nervous to tell you because you're going to feel upset at the fact that plans change. The other day I was going out my boyfriend and I thought that we were going to go somewhere and we ended up, there was no way we were going to make it in time. And his friend was so understanding, like, hey man, like, don't worry about it. Da, da, da. And he was sharing with me, he's like, oh, I love this guy because he just understands, like, you know, there's nothing worse than having a friend, because raise your hand if you've had a friend that gives you anxiety. It's like, you're not allowed to have a reason for why you can't attend any of their events. They get so upset. And also, let's not forget to mention, I strongly dislike when people show up to events no matter what. If you're sick, please stay away from me. If you were sick, I don't want you at my party. I don't want to be around you. I don't want you coming to a party that I'm also invited to, because you know what? It never was that serious. Stay home. And I remember one time a friend of mine, an older friend of mine, she was like, I don't care if you're sick or not. Like, you should come to like my like event or whatever. And I'm thinking like, why? She was explaining to me how that's just what they do. Like, that's how she was raised. Like, no matter what, you show up, whether you're sick or not. No, I actually find that to be quite inconsiderate. I don't think that's something that you should do. I don't think that proves your loyalty for a friend. And I think that's what it boils down to for some people, is they're really not used to having friendships long-term in their life. So they don't know how to be a friend when they've actually received a friend. No, it's no different than being in a healthy relationship and maybe you feel you're bored. It's not exciting enough. Let's say that was the reason for you. Maybe it's probably because you're used to toxic dynamics and this is something that's actually healthy for you. And you really can't embrace that because you view the health of it as something that's boring, when really it's just normal and it's a healthy relationship. Those are things to consider. So in addition to a healthy relationship is mutual growth. If you don't have mutual growth with someone, where are you really going? I've witnessed now, I'm rolling down my sleeves, guys, because it's a bit chilly in my office. But I realize now more than ever that there are people, you'll be going on a path, and there are some times where that path just veers. It doesn't mean that there has to be this whole big beef or whatever the case is. Sometimes it works until it doesn't. It's just that cut and dry. It works until it doesn't. You don't have to always, you're not always going to organically align with the same people you did in 2002, in 2010. It happens. It's called life. But do not let people, especially to, you know, I understand it's a rite of passage as you're navigating in your 20s, but do not allow people to give you anxiety over responding to their text messages, because those friends, that's not a good sign. Unless it's you on your own giving yourself anxiety, that's a different story. But if you feel like every time, you know, you speak with this particular individual, your stomach is dropping because you don't know how they're going to respond to something, and you feel like, man, they're almost like your guardian over you. That's an uncomfortable feeling, and our friends are not our guardians, so you shouldn't have that weird feeling when it comes to friendships and relationships. That does not make sense. Those are your peers. Those are supposed to be your equals. End of story. And a lot of the times there's that dynamic of this guardianship. I've also been in relationships like that, friendships especially, where someone is making me feel like they're my guardian and they're lording over me. I'll never forget, there was one time where I told the exact same information to all of my friends, and only one of them had an adverse reaction to the same information I told everyone else. And from that day forward, I knew that I was going to keep that person at arm's length, simply because you can't handle simple things, in my personal opinion, what it takes to be in my life and what it takes to be a confidant in my life. You cannot handle that information. So you will not be knowing that information. I learned further along that those types of relationships for me are not maintainable, because no matter how much I try to continue the relationship, I still feel like because I'm keeping you at arm's length, I don't thrive in relationships where I feel like I have to keep someone at arm's length. I want to show up fully as myself all the time. I don't want to have to go through the brain power to filter what it is that I'm sharing with you because I know that you don't handle those things well. I know that it's going to, once it touches your ears, it's going to be a different response. I don't really feel like maintaining relationships like that because to me, that's work as opposed to me just showing up as myself and just being myself and that's just fine enough. It always has to be something else. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. But these qualities, like I said, they apply to various types of relationships. I was explaining in friendships, we know that this corresponds with romantic connections and especially also family bonds as well. There has to be trust, communication, respect, and mutual growth. Let's also talk about boundaries. This is fundamental when it comes to healthy relationships. Do not allow people to peer pressure you into doing anything. You want to stay home tonight? You're tired. You have work in the morning. Your friend is off the next day. She wants you to go out. Oh, girl, come out. We're only going to be out for whatever. But she's manipulating you. The truth is, she knows that she's going to end up getting drunk. She wants a designated driver. She knows you don't drink. So she wants you to be her designated driver. She knows you're not going to get drunk at least the night before you have work. And so she wants you to, you know, compromise that for her. That's why she wants you to show up. But to get you out, to lure you out, she's telling you, oh, we're not going to be out that long. Oh my gosh, just come out for a little bit, da da da. All the things. Or you'll have a friend that's, oh, come out, come out, come out. They want to peer pressure you into drinking too because they know that, man, like, I don't want to be alone in doing these things. I need someone to do it with. So they want to lure you out, take you out of your element when you wanted to be at home. Did you ever find yourself making a decision and it seems like you can't seem to implement the decision that you made because your environment is not, you know, your friendships are not producing the, you know, at the wavelength that you're at. You want to wake up early, journal, go to the gym, all the things. Your friends maybe want to go still party, drink, smoke, stay out late at night. It's just two different worlds. And no, they do not blend. And every person finds themselves at a crossroads where you have to make a decision where those people that are still in your old lifestyle are going to look at you crazy and be like, you've changed. You think you're better. Oh, you're acting different. All the things. It doesn't matter. Because in the end, we're going to see who's doing the real work anyways, right? We're going to see the fruit of your lifestyle by what you're pouring into, right? And what are we celebrating every weekend? Failure? What are we celebrating? I'd love to know. Like, does it ever get old for some people? I would love to know. Does it ever get old? It never gets old. It's like drinking so much, getting sick, ruining your liver, like all the things. Like, does that ever get, no? Okay. I'm just curious. So, like I said, boundaries, they are essential for our emotional health. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Boundaries can help create respect and balance in relationships. Boundaries help to create respect and balance in your relationships. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going out. And also, don't be the type of friend where it's like every little thing your friends have to explain to you. Don't be like that. Like, you know, yeah, there are certain things that it's like, okay, hey, I'm not going to be attending. You know what I mean? You might be like, oh, like, why? I wonder why you can't come. That's different. But if it's like you feel like you have to, like you're having to respond because you feel that pressure to, that's a different type of situation. That's a very different type of situation. Don't be that type of person where you're wondering, girl, you're wondering why people don't tell you things. Ask yourself why people don't like telling you things. Think about how you respond to things. Maybe that will be a good indicator of why people don't like telling you things. I don't know. You might want to start there. Think about that. When you set boundaries, unfortunately, it can make you feel guilty. Man, I feel bad. I don't know what they're going to think of me. I don't know if they're going to think that I'm not really their friend. I don't want them to not invite me out. Like, I don't want them to, you know, this is just what I'm doing for right now. I don't want to, you know, ruffle anyone's feathers. I don't want them to think I'm like too much. I don't want them to think I'm different than them. All the things. Like, trust me, by the time you get in your 30s, you're really not going to care. If you're doing it right, you're not going to care who has this opinion of you. Because you know what I can't pay my bills with? Your opinion. So at the end of the day, it does not matter. what people think of you for multiple reasons. One, if you are adopting a kingdom mindset, no, it doesn't matter what people on this earth are judging you with, because the judge of all judges in the end is what I'm thinking about. So I used to go through this too, where I felt like a lot of guilt, like, oh man, I you know, you kind of go through these people pleasing phases where you feel like, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I remember there was one time where I was like having to show up to this person's house. And like, to be honest, I really didn't want to go, but I didn't have the heart to tell her, you know, because I knew how she would take it. And she was just such a selfish person, in my opinion, that she didn't care what I had to go through to get there. She just cared about me showing up there. I remember there was literally like a storm that was going on, and like, she was like, oh, well, it's not like storming over here, so like, that's fine. And I was like, but it's storming over here and I can't get there, you know? And I just felt like at the time it was very inconsiderate, but at the same time, like, again, you live, you learn through these experiences. They happen. And the truth is, not everyone is going to be your friend, but also not everyone's meant to be your friend for ever, you know what I mean? Like, things happen, you know, you separate, and there's no hard feelings about it. Like, it really is what it is. I mean, I think that if you show up as a genuine and honest person in all of your relationships, when things go in a different path, you should be at peace with that, because you know that you were 100% yourself throughout, from start to finish. You know, if you weren't, then I could see why you might be bitter, you might have regrets, you might have all these different things. But I don't have that about any of my relationships that have, you know, may not made it until, you know, present, because I was always, I'm proud of how I showed up in all the relationships that I had. Like, I really am. I think another important foundation of a healthy relationship is emotional awareness and self-reflection. Knowing yourself allows you to show up better in your relationships. It also allows you to show up more confidently in your relationships. So when you're clear on your needs and your values, you're better able to connect deeply with others. You have to know what you stand on and what you stand for, which is why when it comes to things like, you know, like religion and all these other topics, as you grow older and you're in your that next transition of life where partying isn't the number one thing you're doing and everything isn't about fun, and you're trying to become more settled in life, that's where these things start to arise and you start to really look around you and evaluate, wait a second, who around me is reflective of my values? That's what matters. Do our values align? If we are not headed in the same direction, okay, and we are growing mutually together, this is not for friendships, guys, only. This is exactly for romantic dynamics as well. If you are not heading in the same direction and have similar outlooks on life, especially as it pertains to romantic dynamics, there's going to be issue. It's all fun and games now until someone decides, you know what, girl, we've been drinking, ruining our livers for the past 8 years. Why don't we start going to church on Sunday? There's always usually going to be someone that feels like, girl, I can't this week. Like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And then you start to realize, you always want me to partake in the things we used to do together, but you don't want to partake in this stuff. And I feel like this is healthy for us. This is something that is good for us. And you don't want to partake in it. That's when you start to see the divide. Man, my friend wants to go to this concert. I don't want to go to a secular concert anymore. I want to do this. And then it becomes, oh, she thinks she's better than me. She doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to do that. I went to a Nicki Minaj concert with her last year, and Nicki's not even my favorite artist. I'm a Meg Thee Stallion girl, and I still went with her. Da-da-da-da. Like, you know how it goes. But you have to be very clear on your needs and your values. Let me tell you something. There is one of the most dangerous things is being friends with someone that's not only insecure, but someone that does not know what they need. Because they try to look for you to be everything that they need at that moment. And who can be that? Who can be everything for everyone all at, you know, at every, any given moment? You simply cannot. And people that tend to do that, they tend to be very unstable in their friendships. And these are going to be people that you see, they're always rotating friendships every other year. That to me is a bit of a red flag, because You are the independent variable in that. And I understand as we are navigating through life, things happen. You know what I mean? You may have found your tribe later in life. That's also a very real possibility due to not realizing, you know, things in your 20s. However, there is something to be said that your group of friends are always different. It means that there's some, to me, it's an indicator that something is going on with you that you're not able to maintain and choose the right friendships that are sustainable. You have a boyfriend every other month. Well, how is that even possible? Everyone is not your boyfriend. I think you're calling them your boyfriend. But they're not your boyfriend, but you think they are. So you have to be emotionally aware. Not everyone's doing everything to you. Stop thinking that way. Your friend couldn't show up to the party because she had something to do. She had something that came up. She probably didn't even want to really go originally, didn't have the heart to tell you and said, hey, you know, be gentle with people. You don't know what it is that they're going through. Here you are offended that, you know, she didn't show up to this and that or whatever. Again, you have to use discernment because some people are being shady, but here you are getting mad at every little thing, causing people around you to have anxiety because they're not showing up to your events. And so, you know, a couple of events you had, so you're cutting them off. But we all know that we love giving these men chances, but you want to cut off your friends oh so quickly. You have to use discernment. Some people do need a snip, snip, promptly, immediately, expeditiously, but others don't. Others do deserve grace, and you have to be discerning to know that. And in order for you to be discerning, you have to know yourself. You have to be emotionally aware, and you have to think, did she really mean this when she, you know, couldn't show up? Did she really mean that when I felt like she said something a certain way? You know, there was a situation that I witnessed where something was said and a girl that I knew took it completely out of context. I mean, she is completely misreading the situation wrong. And I know these individuals and I know for a fact that that is not in any way what they meant, you know, in the way that that person is taking it. And now that person was like offended by people that she barely knows that literally did not in any way they were not in any way trying to offend. And that's why even the spirit of offense, it's a very tricky, you know, thing. It will leave you isolated, friendless, overly sensitive, constantly thinking about yourself. It's selfish to always think that everything is about you. You come in late somewhere, you're insecure thinking like, wait, what happened? When I tell you, I can't stand people that do that. They immediately want to be filled in as soon as whatever. Relax, get acclimated. Why does it make you so uncomfortable to adjust to the temperature in the room? Why do you have to be like, wait, what happened? Wait, what's going on? Like, you could just tell the energy behind it is so weird. It's giving very much like, I need to know what's happening. Be mindful of that. So I briefly want to touch on the different types of relationships and how they impact us, right? So friendships, right? This is someone that's obviously going to support and encourage your growth and offer support without judgment. When it comes to our romantic relationships, this needs to be mutual respect. It needs to be honesty. It needs to be communication and also shared values and compatibility and suitability. Our family dynamics, right? These are very complex, but we need to work on keeping these types of relationships as positive as we can. Obviously, we can't control people, but balancing boundaries with compassion and support is important when it comes to family. When it comes to work, if there's one thing I've learned in the corporate world, your coworkers are not your friends. Let's just leave that right there. And work is where a lot of people spend most of their time, right? So it's important to build respectful, cooperative relationships in the workplace, also while maintaining professionalism. When you were in a difficult relationship, right? Platonic, friend, you know, romantic, what have you. Obviously, a red flag is going to be manipulation. It's going to look like lack of respect for boundaries. It's going to look like repeated dishonesty. Please do not ignore these things. They will only get bigger. This is not the first time that girl has talked about you. There's no reason why you literally disappear. You come back and the mutual friend now dislikes you when you never had a problem with the mutual friend. It's obviously because your friend was talking about you to the mutual friend and now that mutual friend has a problem with you. Read the writing on the wall. When you're handling, when you're navigating through toxic relationships, okay, you have to distance yourself from certain relationships that are going to be draining, that are going to be harmful to you, because you do have to prioritize your mental health. End of story. Do not allow any relationship to come at the price of your mental health. That matters more than anything. And sometimes we really do need to seek outside perspective and support, you know. So maybe we might need, you know, counseling or, you know, seeking the advice of a wise, trusted friend that's struggling in a relationship. And when it comes to building and sustaining meaningful connections, this is going to look like investing your time and your energy. Now, again, when it comes to long-term relationships like I have, I mean, I've turned, you know, 10, 12, you know, 13, 16, 18, 21, 25, now 30 with a lot of people. This is time invested and energy invested. Choose wisely whether or not you even want to do that. There's no point in half doing it. That's one thing that I learned, which is why I say that you don't want to have a relationship where you have to filter something through, you know, with someone or keep them at arm's length, because it actually does drain you. Relationships grow with intentional effort, all right? So yeah, you can, you don't even, I'm also, you have to figure out also what type of friend you are. Do you need quality time? Are you the hot type of friend where, you know, if you don't, because friendships and romantic relationships are very different in this aspect. Obviously with romantic, you're going to need to physically spend more time with that person. But when it comes to our friendships, that's not always required. I'm the type of friend where I don't even need to see you for 3 months, 6 months. We could literally be speaking on the phone for that entire duration, or maybe we don't even have to. Maybe we spoke once every month or whatever the case is. I'm not thinking, man, maybe me and so-and-so are no longer friends because da 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 da. No, I don't feel that way. Figure out where you stand, because depending on people's actions, you may be offended by, well, I haven't heard from you in 6 months. I didn't think you really cared about our relationship. Meanwhile, you have no idea that that person was not thinking that at all. They're just going about their life, living their life. And here you are offended, thinking that your relationship means nothing to them because they were out there living their life. Well, I must not be that important to you because you didn't even think about me. Really? Really, though? Okay. No, that's fine. Practicing empathy and active listening. Because it's not always about you. Listening to people goes a long way. And it also builds trust and connection. And I'm not saying listen so that you can go blabber on about it. I'm saying actually listen and be a confidant. Adapting and growing. Relationships evolve. They should evolve, right? So do people. You have to be open to change and open to growth. This strengthens your bond with people. People that, I don't even understand why you did that. Wow, girl, that's what we're doing now. Always having a comment on something. That's why you're always going to have, you're always going to be alone in your friendships. That's what it's going to turn into. Because we don't do this to our men. Interesting. So I want you guys to remember that the healthy basics of relationships, right? And what those red flags are, okay? Relationships are a journey. It's okay to make mistakes. It's gonna happen sometimes. There's gonna be misunderstandings. But as long as you are growing with people and that there's flexibility and there's elasticity, I truly believe that those are the key indicators for a healthy relationship as well as communication that will serve you well when it comes to both romantic and platonic relationships. So keeping it short and sweet today. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.